Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, I feature Brett Kaysen, who is Vice President of Sustainability at the National Pork Board. He starts out by quoting C.S. Lewis, who said, "Integrity is doing the right thing, even when no one is watching." I'm pretty sure that not only defines integrity, but rather a way of life for our nation's 60,000 pig farmers. When COVID-19 hit in March, we couldn't have anticipated the impact it would have on our society and economy, and especially pig farmers. But it was reassuring to know whatever unfolded, we could count on our We Care SM ethical principles to serve as a guide. When you're focused on doing right by the people, animals, community, and environment around you, regardless of how challenging the surrounding circumstances may be, you can feel good about your actions. I couldn't be prouder of pig farmer actions during the pandemic. They dedicated themselves to keeping their employees and their families healthy, all while continuing to provide the best care for their animals. And even in the most trying times, pig farmers never forgot that their neighbors were struggling too and stepped up to support them. The National Pork Board started tracking how pig farmers were supporting their communities through COVID-19. To date, nearly 14.4 million pounds of pork have been donated across the country. These servings, paired with numerous donations of PPE to frontline workers and funds to local charities, add up to integrity and then some. And because these generous contributions are done behind the scenes when no one is watching, I wanted to take a moment to highlight a few examples. You can visit porkcares.org to read more or share your own stories about pig farmers living out their We Care commitment. Now, Iowa pig farmers donated pork and personal protective equipment to their communities. Farmers are closely tied in their communities and often know who could use a little extra help. Brad Farmer from Osage knew of many, so he partnered with others in Mitchell County to provide nearly 40 pounds of pork to 32 struggling families. Not to be outdone, Illinois farmers are also doing their part. The Illinois Pork Producers Association donated 20,000 pounds, that's 80,000 servings of ground pork, to 9 regional food banks in Illinois. When the Miller Hutright Colony near Choteau, Montana, heard face masks were in short supply for healthcare workers, they got to work sewing 775 in 2 days to be exact. And in a friendly competition among colonies, others are stepping up to beat the Miller's colony's numbers, and some colonies are also making hospital gowns. The Hutright colonies are also helping their local food banks. Multiple colonies have donated at least $500 to the food banks in their counties and have donated eggs, potatoes, and loaves of bread. Ohio pig farmers are pleased to support the West Ohio Food Bank in Lima, Ohio, and their 11-county service area. The protein pack donations from the Ohio Pork Council will provide over 9,600 wholesome meals to those in need. Just a few examples of how pork producers across the country are helping in this time of need. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.